Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. Supreme Court rejects bail to Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots case. Five other accused get bail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissions Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, in Goa. UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting to discuss US military operations in Venezuela. And in under-19 cricket, South Africa win toss and elect to bat first in the second youth ODI at Benoni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization spirit. He said Somnath Temple continues to stand tall despite repeated attacks and immense adversity. In an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in the year 1026, the Prime Minister said, "Hearing the word Somnath instills a sense of pride in people's hearts and minds." He said, "It is the eternal proclamation of the country's soul, and this majestic temple is situated on the western coast of the country in Gujarat at a place called Prabhas Patan." Lauding the efforts of those who contributed in the restoration of Somnath Temple, the Prime Minister said another important milestone would be completed in 2026, marking 75 years since the restored temple was opened to devotees. Prime Minister Modi said it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. Later, sharing an audio on social media platform, the Prime Minister recalled the period when Somnath Temple was attacked by foreign invaders. Mr. Modi said, 1,000 years later, the temple still stands as glorious as ever because of the countless efforts to restore Somnath to its grandeur.
सोमनाथ हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है, लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है। करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है। यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है। अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है, तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं।
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Somnath in Gujarat on Sunday. An official said year-long activities have been planned at Somnath to mark Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The year 2026 marks 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath took place. Several spiritual and social activities will take place in Somnath from the 8th to the 11th of January. BJP today said that the vision of the first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, at the time of the consecration of the historic Somnath Temple is now approaching fulfillment under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters in New Delhi, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said, "India is moving towards prosperity and the country has now become the world's fourth largest economy."
Today we are moving towards completeness when we are the fourth largest economy, the fourth largest stock exchange, the third largest automobile manufacturer, the second largest mobile handset manufacturer, and the world's number one country in digital transactions. In all the major economies of the world, ours is the fastest growing economy for 2 consecutive years. The idea of Somnath's resolution is seen to be coming true today.
The Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was a prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. However, a bench of Justice Arvind Kumar and Justice N.V. Anjaria granted bail to five other accused. Gulfisha Fatima, Miran Haider, Shifa Ur Rahman, Salim Khan, and Shadab Ahmed in the case. Last month, the top court reserved its verdict on separate pleas of the accused after hearing arguments from Solicitor General Tushar Mehta and additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju and many senior advocates. The court said the statutory threshold for denying bail under UAPA applied to Khalid and Imam. The case relates to allegations that the accused were masterminds of the February 2020 riots in northeast Delhi, in which 53 people were killed during protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act and National Register of Citizens. The Delhi High Court today asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to respond to RJD leader Lalu Prasad Yadav's plea, challenging the framing of charges against him in the alleged IRCTC scam. The court has refused to stay the trial at this stage. The matter is scheduled for a further hearing on the 14th of this month. In the case, charges were framed in October last year against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tejasvi Yadav and 11 others for alleged cheating, criminal conspiracy and corruption. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act, has been brought to bring transparency in the earlier MG Narega scheme. Addressing farmers at Erode in Tamil Nadu today, the minister said the scheme has been extended to 125 days for the beneficiaries. The minister assured that payments under the scheme will reach the beneficiaries on time. The minister said if the amount is not paid to the beneficiaries within 15 days of their employment, legal action would be taken under the rule of law. He said that the rural infrastructure will be strengthened so that the farmers will continue to benefit. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that electronics production in the country has increased 6 times and exports have grown 8 times in the last 11 years. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said Apple shipped mobile phones worth $50 billion in 2025. He said this progress has propelled electronics products among the top 3 exported items. The minister said 46 component manufacturing projects, laptop, server and hearable manufacturers are making electronics manufacturing as a major driver of the manufacturing economy. He said 4 semiconductor plants will start commercial production this year. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that the total number of jobs in electronics manufacturing is now 25 lakh, with many factories employing more than 5,000 employees in a single location. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's ICG's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap in Goa today. At the commissioning of Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister hailed the vessel as a symbol of the country's collective resolve and maritime confidence.
Samudra Pratap is India's first indigenously designed pollution control vessel, and this is the largest vessel in the Coast Guard fleet so far. The speed of 22 knots reflects its operational strength. It also has an advanced pollution detection system, dedicated pollution control boats and modern firefighting capabilities, along with helicopters, hangars and aviation support, which increases its reach and effectiveness manifold.
We have a report from our correspondent.
As the first indigenously developed pollution control vessel with over 70% domestic content, Samudra Pratap features a helicopter hangar to extend its operational reach. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, while commissioning the vessel, emphasized that protecting marine biodiversity is a moral responsibility in the face of climate change, noting that the ship will safeguard coral reefs and coastal communities. Beyond pollution response, the vessel strengthens search and rescue and patrolling efforts. Mr. Singh highlighted India's commitment to inclusivity with deployment of 2 women officers while urging the industry to aid for 90% indigenization in future projects. Built by Goa Shipyard Limited, this 114-meter hybrid pollution control vessel is a powerhouse of Atmanirbhar Bharat. It is designed to detect and recover oil spills, featuring advanced sweeping arms and dynamic positioning to protect our exclusive economic zone. This is Mahesh Sopre for Akashvani News, Panaji.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the National Cadet Corps has played a commendable role during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing the NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Radhakrishnan said the operation showed the country's resolve to protect its national honour, sovereignty and people. He said the NCC, with its motto Unity and Discipline, has consistently nurtured generations of responsible and patriotic citizens.
Operation Sindoor was a powerful symbol of the unwavering commitment of the Indian Armed Forces to protect the nation's honor, sovereignty, and its citizens. NCC made a commendable contribution during Operation Sindoor when nearly 72,000 NCC cadets transformed into NCC warriors and undertook voluntary service for civil defense measures.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Dr. Jaishankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassadors' Conference as the guest of honour. In the second leg of his visit, the External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Javier Bettel, and the senior leadership of the country. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the US operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. UN Secretary General has described the US military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous precedent. In a statement, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply concerned and the rules of international law have not been respected. Cuban government has said that 32 Cuban military and police officers were killed during a U.S. military operation in Venezuela. It said the officers were in Venezuela on a mission. The Cuban government has announced 2 days of mourning in the memory of Cuban officers. The U.S. has reportedly captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife to face narco-terrorism charges. China has strongly criticized the U.S. for its action on Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. China has warned against unilateral bullying and rejecting any country acting as a global policeman or international judge. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the volatile global situation shows rising unilateral bullying. In under-19 cricket match, South Africa were 83 for 3 in 15 overs against India in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willowmoor Park in Benoni, South Africa, when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bat first. Earlier, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the Duckworth-Lewis Stern DLS method in the opening match of the series last Saturday. The series is seen as ideal preparation for both the teams ahead of the ICC Under-19 World Cup scheduled to begin on the 15th of this month. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. Supreme Court rejects bail to Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in 2020 Delhi riots case. 5 other accused get bail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissions Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap in Goa. UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting to discuss US military operations in Venezuela. And in under-19 cricket, South Africa win the toss and elect to bat first in second youth ODI at Benoni. And with that, we end the Midday News.